NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Most of the Republican candidates for president have a busy day ahead of them. They'll be campaigning up and down the South Carolina coast, attending church services and prayer breakfasts in an attempt to catch the front runner, Mitt Romney, before voters head to the polls next weekend. Romney is taking the day off ahead of a week of that includes two debates. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich was booed at a forum of Republican presidential candidates in Charleston, hosted by Mike Huckabee. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports that Gingrich went after Mitt Romney's record in the private sector, as he has for the last week.
The ground rules for this forum stated that candidates were not allowed to attack or even name each other. Most people criticized frontrunner Mitt Romney anyway, though they did it obliquely. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich went the more direct route, accusing Romney of making a fortune by shutting down factories in South Carolina.
Governor Romney ran saying he created 100,000 jobs in the private sector. And
Mr. Speaker, we've said we will not allow any comment on the other candidates.
Romney took some pointed questions from the audience about whether he is a true conservative and whether he will change positions if he wins the presidency. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
Up to 40 people are still unaccounted for following the grounding of that luxury cruise ship off the coast of a Tuscan island. Firefighters are reported to be working to rescue a crew member, and late yesterday, a South Korean couple was rescued. Three people are confirmed dead, and divers and rescue crews still circling the wreckage in hopes of finding other survivors. The outrage of European Union leaders at nine of its governments have been downgraded by Standard & Poor's as resurrecting the debate over the role of credit rating agencies in financial markets. Terry Schultz in Brussels reports the EU has long blamed the big three American agencies for making Europe's debt crisis worse.
Downgrades by Fitch, Moody's, and Standard & Poor's mean struggling governments must pay even more to borrow money, exacerbating their problems. Moody's sows seeds of terror, was one newspaper headline last summer when Portugal was cut. After Friday's massive downgrade of nine Eurozone governments, now only Germany, the EU's biggest economy, maintains both a AAA rating and a positive outlook from S&P. EU Internal Market Commissioner Michel Barnier says he's surprised S&P made this decision in the midst of many EU reforms. A regular critic of the power rating agencies have over markets, Barnier last year proposed creating a European agency to counterbalance, in theory, the three American ones, but he was unable to get sufficient support amongst member states. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A big military base for U.S. and NATO operations in Afghanistan, the backdrop for a hearing today for one of the eight Army infantrymen charged in connection with a fellow soldier's suicide. Specialist Ryan Offutt is charged with offenses including involuntary manslaughter and negligent homicide in the death of Private Danny Chen. Investigators say Chen shot himself after weeks of racial slurs and physical abuse. Today's hearing aimed at determining whether Offutt will face a court-martial. This is NPR News. ABC is yanking a program from its primetime lineup starting this week, and as NPR's Brackton Booker reports, the sitcom Work It was panned by gay rights groups and television critics alike.
Work It featured two crust-dressing guys that worked as saleswomen.
Ah, geez, Angel, these things are freezing. You know, they're not real cutlets. You don't have to store them in the fridge.
Uh-oh. There may be some chicken in my underwear drawer.
Gay rights groups, like the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation and the Human Rights Campaign, said the characters encouraged people to poke fun at transgendered women. Michael Schneider is the Los Angeles bureau chief for TV Guide magazine. He says the sitcom was not funny and was offensive to everyone, not just the transgendered community.
Sometimes it's better to cut your losses and move on now almost pretend like it never happened.
Repeats of the Tim Allen comedy Last Man Standing will air in its place. Brackton Booker, NPR News.
Investigators in Anaheim, California now say they are confident the suspect they have in custody is a man responsible for the recent killings of four homeless people. The man was detained Friday night after the fourth homeless man was stabbed to death. Witnesses and bystanders chased the suspect, who was captured by an officer. The San Francisco 49ers now just one win away from returning to the Super Bowl for the first time since 1994. The 49ers beat New Orleans 36-32 yesterday. They now move on to face either the New York Giants or defending champion Green Bay Packers, who play today. In the AFC Championship, the New England Patriots will either play the Baltimore Ravens or Houston Texans next Sunday. The Patriots beat the Denver Broncos yesterday. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.